Take a moment and close your eyes. And pay attention to how you're standing right now. Feel your feet on the ground. And the pattern of pressure that you feel in your relationship to the floor. Is your weight more towards your heels or towards the balls of your feet? Do you feel more weight on one foot or the other foot? And also notice if you feel any ability to also notice if you feel the weight more on the inside or the outside edges of your feet. And is it different on each foot? And then just get a sense of how you're standing right now, whether you feel comfortable standing. Could you be here for a while? Where would you start to ache, or maybe you already do? And then go ahead and lie on the floor on your back. And make sure you have enough space around you to lie comfortably. And here, notice your contact with the floor. And notice where you feel the most weight, the most contact. Where is the heaviest place that you can sense right now? If you had some ink on the back parts of yourself, what kind of painting would you make on the floor? And you would notice also where are there places where there's no ink. And here, get a sense of any differences that you can detect between your two sides. And pay particular attention now to the space under your lower back, the curve there. How big of a curve do you feel? How big of a space? And is it the same shape on the right and the left? And then notice the curve. Notice the curve of your neck. And is there the same shape on the right side of your neck as the left side of your neck? Or do you notice a slight difference there? And bend your knees so that you have your feet standing hip distance apart. And sense how this change in relationship of your legs to the floor, how that changes the curves of your spine, the curve in your lower back and the curve of your neck. And then slowly interlace your fingers and put them behind your head. And very gently, very slowly begin to lift your head away from the floor and bring your elbows towards one another as you do it. And then bring your head back down to the floor. And you're going to repeat this movement several times, very slowly. And the repetition, as you do it, you want to look for where to reduce your effort. So the movement of the elbows coming together happens as you lift your head, or it could be like before you lift your head. And feel what happens to your lower back. Does it come towards the floor or move away from the floor? as you continue to do this movement, notice what you do with your breathing. At any point, if you feel discomfort or even if you get distracted internally, your mind wanders, then you can rest and come back to the movement when you feel refreshed and ready to pay attention again. Notice what you do with your sternum, the bone in the front of your chest. What direction does your sternum move as you lift your head? Good. Then lower your arms and lower your legs and rest. In Feldenkrais lessons, we take little rests to give your brain a chance to digest the information that comes through paying attention. But as I said before, you can rest at any point. So the lesson is structured to guide you through a process of paying attention to yourself in particular ways, but always the priority is listening to your own self, your own timing, your own comfort, so you can regulate your process regardless of the instructions. So bend your knees again. And this time put your right hand behind your head and bring your left hand to grab a hold of your right knee from below the kneecap. So near the shin area, but near the knee. And then in this configuration, lift your head with your right hand and you're going to direct your right elbow towards your right knee and your right knee towards your right elbow and come back. And the intention is not to touch the elbow and the knee, but to feel how you can bring these parts of yourself towards one another in a way that's comfortable and where you feel that you're organizing the action from the middle of yourself. So you can pay attention to where do you press into the floor as your head and leg move through space. Where do you increase in pressure as you do this movement? And is it exactly in the middle of yourself, or do you feel the asymmetry? So because it's just your right arm and it's your right leg that are moving towards one another, that there's this particular shaping of your back and your ribs that's made through the movement. And then leave that and rest again. Put your arms down, put your legs down. And notice your sensation, your contact with the floor. Bend your knees and change over your arms and your leg. So you'll put your left hand behind your head and your right hand will hold your left knee from near the below the kneecap somewhere on the shin. And begin to take your left elbow towards your left knee and your left knee towards your left elbow. And right away, see if you can feel the difference on this side. How you organize the movement, what parts of yourself move backwards towards the floor. What you do with your breathing. And also feel the return of the movement. So the going there and the coming back. And all the while look for where to reduce your effort so the movement can become more and more clear. So less work with your neck, your jaw, your tongue. That it's more and more the middle of you without any kind of force, so that the action has some gradation to it, And notice the timing. When you're lifting, is there a moment when you kind of heave yourself? Or can you keep the same tempo? Rest again. Put your arms down and your legs down. Bend your knees. And this time, put your right hand behind your head and put your left hand below your left knee from in front near the shin. And now take your right elbow towards your left knee and your left knee towards your right elbow. Very slowly. And paying attention to this new shaping that's made in your back and your spine and your ribs, and your head is turning in a different way. And see also that not only is the elbow moving towards your knee, but your knee is also moving towards your elbow. So there's this folding in the hip joint. Your lower back comes towards the floor. And can you sense that the two sides of your lower back are doing different things with this shape? Go ahead and change over your arms and change over your legs and see on this side with this diagonal, is it different? From the very first moment of the movement, can you feel the difference? And go slowly. See where can you reduce your effort? That's it. Not so concerned with the touching as we are with the attention to the shape, to your comfort, to the details of the movement. Where you have your weight now. What happens to your sternum? To the shape of your ribs? Good. And then let that go. Put your arms down, put your legs down. Notice what's happening to your relationship to the floor. It's changing. Bend your knees again. And this time, interlace your fingers behind your head. And now take both elbows to both knees. So you'll lift your feet off the floor and feel what happens when you do this. Where do you press into the floor now? What do you do with your breathing? What is the ability of your chest to fold and soften and yield to the shape that you're making? Good. And then let that go and put everything down. Rest again. One last time, bend your knees and stand your feet. Interlace your fingers and put them behind your head. And come back to the movement we began with. Come back to the movement we began the lesson with. Lift your head and bring your elbows a little bit towards one another and feel what happens in your relationship to the floor, what happens in your lower back, and is it a different experience? And when you begin, is it easier? Is it lighter? Is it more clear? Are you sensing it differently? Good. And then lower your arms, lower your legs, and come back to this image of the paint on the floor, the paint on the back parts of yourself, making a painting on the floor. And is it a different painting now? Are the areas that were very lifted away from the floor not as lifted? Are the areas that were greatly pressing into the floor, pressing less, or perhaps the distribution of the pressure has changed. And then when you're ready, slowly roll to your side and then come to sitting and to standing. And then take a moment to sense how you're standing now, what you feel. Do you feel that there's anything different about how you're organized to stand right now? Not that you're making yourself stand in a particular way. Is there a different organization, a different experience of standing right now? And notice also your feet on the ground and what you feel, the balance between the 2 feet or the distribution from the heels to the toes or the inside, the outside edges. Is that different? And then if you have some time right now, then just walk around a little bit to notice what you feel. Take some time to sense and pay attention to yourself now before you go into your next activities of the day. Thanks.